we've been talking about the building, the kind of the concept, but let's get into the actual vote that's going to be coming up on April 2nd. When this was first proposed in late 2016 and voters went to the polls, it was a $27 million bond for a school and athletic fields. Today, we're at $30 million for just the school and traffic. Can you kind of explain, first off, when it comes to that number from 27 to 30, can you just explain where that additional $3 million number comes from?
Absolutely. So when you take a look at the initial proposal, as you said, was for an elementary school and athletic facilities at $27 million, that was back in 2016. We are now 3 years later, and we're in 2019, and construction costs have increased. What you can look at in studies is that construction costs increase at about 4% per year. So not only the materials costs, but also labor costs, as well as services that are consulting with you also increase. When we came to this final vote, as I mentioned, we had a community meeting back on February, at the beginning of February, and we were talking to the community about how do you feel about that question? How do you feel about an elementary school and athletic fields? Because what we realized is that for this fourth vote, we have actually worked with a different architect company that we have been in the past. And what they discovered, as well as our construction management company, which we didn't have before either, we had brought in some expertise to kind of to work with the board and to give them some additional set of eyes. What they realized was in the first three bond vote recommendations, there was not enough attention paid to accessing and leaving the site. And so what was determined was we needed to add additional dollars to the project to make sure that car traffic had an adequate access to the site, making sure that our middle school continued to have adequate access to their site, keeping bus traffic and car traffic separate. So what ended up happening was that was going to add costs to the project. So what was determined at the community meeting was this is what was said at the meeting, board, you need to prioritize. If the priority is the elementary school, then that's the question that needs to be asked. And if you are telling us that there are inadequate plans for access to the site for cars and for buses, then you need to put that into the project, and you need to take the athletic fields and pause on the athletic fields. So with just construction costs and increases over the last 3 years, removing the athletic fields but adding in the costs for traffic and safety brought that price tag to the $30
million. And so that's what I was going to say, because the last vote last year was $30 million with the fields, but really the traffic and just another uptick in construction is where we're still at that number.
That's correct.
You've mentioned it a couple of times. The district decided the first three votes were with a different architectural firm, and the board chose a new firm for this vote. Why did the district decide to go with a different architectural firm this fourth time around?
There had been a strong relationship built with the original architect company, and we feel that they got us to a certain point. But we felt, since we were going to go for a fourth and a final time, that we needed just another perspective. What was another perspective going to look like? We also talked with community members and said that they felt what we were missing was the expertise and advice of a construction management company. So what the board elected to do was to enlist the services of a construction management company, which they have done. And then the construction management company brought in architect companies that they have worked with in the past that have had successful designs and also have had some successful advice on running a bond campaign. So the bond subcommittee reviewed all of the proposals from the architect companies. They utilized a rubric, just like they did when they selected a construction management company. There were public proposals at a public board meeting. There was a rubric that was used to rate all of the services that we were looking for. And the new architect company, CMBA, was able to show us some success in just having another look at the site, having another look at the building, and understanding what we need to do to help educate our community and let them know what information was available.
the hiring of the construction management firm Carly Nelson out of the Burlington area has drawn some concerns, especially of late, questioning the fact of going with an out-of-town firm versus having a local firm serve as that construction manager, something that you haven't had in the past. Is the district confident in the process that it took in selecting that construction firm? Looking back, do you feel that that process was the right way, and you got the best result out of it?
When the board was considering hiring a construction management company, there were two different ways that they could have gone about it. Because it's considered by school board regulations at the state of Iowa level to be consultation services, the board could have simply chosen a construction management company.
Just used an
RFP, a request for proposal. Could have just done a simple RFP and been done with it and chosen a construction management company based on that. What the board elected to do was to be as open and transparent and public about the selection that they really did not have to do. So what they did was solicited information from construction management companies and had those construction management companies come in and present at a public board meeting. And those companies were rated on a rubric, as I mentioned before. It was all very public. It was all standardized based on a rubric. And that is why the board feels very confident in the selection of Carly Nelson as the construction management company, because they went through a very fair and strategic process rather than just selecting one as without using all that information in that structured approach.
You mentioned it early on. Does this mean that Carly Nelson will build the school? Does this mean that they will be the actual construction firm, or will they oversee another company building the school if the bond is approved?
If the bond is approved, Carly Nelson will not be the construction company. Carly Nelson will not build the school. Carly Nelson will not bid on any construction processes of the school. Carly Nelson was hired as just a construction management firm. They are overseeing the process of the construction. They will not bid on any of the building pieces. That will be open to any construction company that wishes to apply and respond to the request for proposals once the building is designed. So I think that's also caused some confusion as to what is the role of Carly Nelson. Their role is to oversee and advise, not to build.